Thankfulness. What does it mean? For the longest time, 38 years to be exact, I thought that this meant someone gave you something and then you said thank you. You see, most of my life, I did not know who Christ was and what he did for me to truly be thankful for. I lived in the world and didn't want to know anything different. However, through the power of music, our Savior touched me. Here's my story. For years, I was a DJ and a bouncer on the craziest street in the world, Bourbon Street. I lived a life of partying and what I thought was having fun. I drug my wife and my family through that lifestyle and was destroying the gifts that God had gave me and didn't know it. One day, my father-in-law asked me if I could use my sound equipment to perform a live rock show at a biker church. My response was, "You can use it, but I don't do the Jesus thing." However, God had other plans. You see, every year on my birthday, we would get together with a bunch of friends and head down a river as a last hoorah before the kids went back to school. This year, on August 17, 2014, God knew what he was doing. Everyone canceled on me. I called my wife and told her that something didn't want us to go down that river. So I asked her to call her dad and let him know that we would be going to the show and I would be able to run sound for him. When the band, Empowered, walked on the stage, the Holy Spirit touched me and I gave my life to Jesus. Now here I was, a guy whose life was surrounded by music. I thought to myself and said, "Now what?" My wife, the amazing woman of God, said to me that I didn't have to give up music, rather I needed to change the source, as she turned on Life Songs. I remember Libby being on air at the time, and I was hooked. She was so uplifting, and the next song that came on was Newsboys' God's Not Dead. As I was hearing this song, it made me realize that this newfound identity in Christ was real. I got baptized in a pool in a backyard in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I got plugged into a local church. You see, I'm here today, happy with an amazing family, and now an amazing work family because of the music of Life Songs. So thankfulness, and what it means to me, it is that you, the listeners and supporters of Life Songs, keep this station on air so that the lost people, like I was, can find a God like ours. To look at the cross and know that it stands as a symbol of the only perfect one who died so that our way to heaven could be open. To look at God through our times and struggles and rest in knowing that he is there with you and will never leave you. To live thankfully for any and all things that God has provided for you. To know that God is good all the time.